Hey everybody, this is Daryl with AfterBuzz TV. I was recently looking to buy a car and thought to myself, there has to be a better way. It's such a stressful process. That's when my friend told me about a new way to buy a car. It's called TrueCar.com. At TrueCar.com, you can actually see what others paid for the car you're looking for in your area, so you know when you're getting a great price. Because at TrueCar.com, you get a savings certificate, and you just take that savings certificate to a TrueCar.com certified dealer, so you don't need to worry about the hassle and anxiety of the old way to buy a car. And TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So seriously, if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Come on, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show.
Oh. Hello, everyone.
I'm so excited to be back.
I'm so glad to have you back, Kel.
Kelly's
Nobody
back.
Knows.
Here we go. What? Hey. Oh. We working it. We twerking it. We got it. Hey.
Oh, Ramon.
Oh, Ramon.
Hey, AfterBuzz, what's going on? Welcome back to the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Jason J. Card in the hot seat. So glad to be back. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the panel, Kelly O.
I've missed you guys so
much. It's been like 90 days.
I know.
like a long time.
I know. I'm so bummed I didn't get to make it last week, especially because it was such a great episode. I didn't get to see Julie before she took off to go have babies or whatever she's doing.
Yep, that's exactly what she's doing.
Hey, Star Session.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? So glad to be back with you two. You guys are wonderful. You guys are the light of
us. And congratulations on your engagement.
We covered this last week. But thank you.
Girls.
We love to show it off.
Rings in this episode, so you
that's
know.
True.
Sapphires
and more. Ring. If it was ugly, like Star, hide your hands. But it's good. So you know,
manicure ready at all times.
Yes. Grey's Anatomy. Today, okay, first of all, can we get a shout out to all of our Twitter followers because people have been crunk all week, dude.
No, we've got a ton of new followers, which is like amazing, and I love that everyone tunes into the show.
Tiana Speth at Teamer16, new. Arc Nino, HHS,
I know. Al Sarhan,
how you doing? We got Susan DeSanja Bumbar, Tanja Bumbar, Alicia H.
We got _T99 _.
Yes, Dynamite like Jack. Dynamite Jack, Annalise Simple, so many new people.
At Arch _Nino.
Yep.
Love that.
SOA Master Theorist.
Fierce Records.
Yep. Talia.
At Dynamite Jack. Wait, you just said that.
Yeah, it's okay, though.
We've got a ton of great followers, and I think that everyone is amazing for tweeting. They've been, like, really excited about this episode today, wouldn't you have to say?
Yeah.
Also, and especially about the soundtrack.
Right. Also, Kimberly Mayfield, what's up, girl? She's been active on Twitter today. Okay, before we get into the show, let's talk about the soundtrack, because I have been complaining for, what, a year and a half that the music has been bougie, booty, booty, but tonight...
Whoa.
It was...
That sounds like it was, like, ghetto, like, rap. Booty, 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 rap.
Everywhere.
No.
Found you, Miss
Nick. Okay, stop it.
Tonight was really, really good. From Jump, they had great music, and it was all 80s covers.
80s covers.
Covers. Mm-hmm. Cyndi Lauper. They had
MJ.
Don't You Want Me
Baby.
But that was a spin, because that one was depressing.
Yeah.
It was like Abandonment City.
But I thought it was so good.
It was fitting.
It was perfect for the scene. I liked the Man in the Mirror remake. I thought that was really good.
Yeah, that was fun. I feel like all the music tonight like definitely complemented the scenes that were happening, which is like art in itself, and it was beautiful.
I agree.
In a way that we have not seen
Hello.
Do you guys remember the Post-Its wedding where they played What a Feeling from Flashdance?
Yes!
That, I bawled. And I never bawled, and I bawled uncontrollably because it was so powerful and so, like... You never really interpret the lyrics to a song in its original form, if it's a happy song. But when they flip the script on you and make it an emotional ballad, it's like, whoa, it gives it a whole new depth and a whole new light. I am now a fan of Cyndi Lauper after tonight because that song, we laugh, we cry, we blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't even know. Please, someone tweet
me. Don't hit any notes, please.
Someone tweet me the name of that Cyndi Lauper song because I remember it's an 80s song. It has a you know, but I don't know what it's called. Anyways, great stuff. So tonight's episode was true Grey's magic, as I like to call it. Kelly O, tonight you had a lot of comments in regards to the episode.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you start because you've been gone, so you have fresh eyes.
Fresh eyes.
Okay, well, I had a lot of comments about all of the relationships going on. I mean, I was getting tweets and, you know, as we all were all day, just about kind of the relationships and all of that. So my favorite was the whole, is that the song?
Yes. Oh, Stephen, who is that? Shazam that. Soundhound that.
It is Young Summer.
Young Summer.
Performing that song. And the only place I can find it is on Entertainment Weekly because it was only in Grey's Anatomy.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They have a lot of exclusivity on a lot of things. That's when you know you got juice. When you got, they have like an unreleased Beyonce track. You know?
Okay.
This is like such a great version of the song too.
Yeah. Legally download it. So, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm going to legally download it.
But this room, you know, but again, let's go to Owen and Christina.
Yes.
They're one of my favorite couples. A lot of people like to see Crowan together. Right. They broke up. We thought it was done. You know, the beginning of the episode, he's ready to move in with Emma. He's going to start his life. And we see kind of Li Yang reflecting on that.
Yeah.
He's going to go have babies, and now it's real. And I don't know, in your relationships, when you break up with someone, even if they date other people, it's still like, eh. When you've really been in love, you never really see that it's really an end unless they actually, like, get married.
Or unless you move on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. There's always the possibility. And she was finally starting to see that maybe the door was closed.
Sure.
So, of course, she goes, gets drunk, and where's the first place she goes?
Owen!
Now, all of a sudden, because he's ready to move on with someone else, and a lot of people are guilty of this. The other one is ready to move on, and you're not ready. You pump the brakes on that. You kind of throw a wrench in their plans, which is exactly what she did.
Right. Yeah.
And I feel it was a very selfish thing.
Oh, it was selfish. However, I do think Christina's a lot more exotic than Emma. Yeah, Kelly, you hit the nail on the head with that because, you know, we've all been in a relationship where that's comfortable, it's familiar, you know, it's over, you act like you don't want each other, but that chemistry is still there. It's burning hot,
yeah,
you know, and
so
then
you can still be totally passionate, but just want different roads in life, and I think that's the problem with them.
Well, there's a few different points that happened tonight. Like, honestly, I was kind of excited about Owen and Emma moving forward. I can see that storyline, like, growing into something.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole time I figured that was what was going to happen. But then when she was a little tipsy and she was like, hey, I got that wine. And I just thought it was like, wow, she's really putting a wrench in it. But he did not put up a fight at all.
No.
And that's why I'm like, dang, Owen really doesn't know what he wants either.
She, you know, she's like, you know, you want a whiff of this, and she made it happen.
Oh,
I'm serious.
Gosh.
But, and Emma, real talk, after buzzers,
she's boring. Snooze
Sorry, fest.
I didn't know what you were going to say,
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well,
boring.
That's what he thought he wanted. And this, having the two of them at the same time as they were about to leap into the next stage of that relationship with Emma, here comes Yang, and he gets to see both sides of the coin.
Right.
And he realizes that what he thought he wanted is not
exactly
what he wanted.
But
he didn't want valances.
Right. But isn't it sad,
I've never
though?
Heard of valances before this
How
episode.
Have you not heard of valances?
What is a valance?
Is it the rectangular thing at the top before the drapes go down?
Yeah, it can be
tacky.
Rectangular. It's the little, like,
isn't that a little tacky?
It's like the shorter curtain before the long
I
one.
I thought it was like a German way of saying balance.
It's supposed to add character to the drapes.
No,
so
it sounds like a grandma's house.
It's about curtain. They're talking about curtains.
I missed that.
They're talking about curtains.
All of it.
Well, what?
I think the relevance of that is she was talking about the fact that she doesn't even think about that homey stuff, about that sort of stuff, and she was asking him if that's kind of what he was sad about, if that's what he wants.
Yeah, Yang doesn't even think about being like home sweet home. Like, that's like not even what she cares about. You know what I mean?
And Owen made the connection that he doesn't want that either. But here's the thing about Yang this season. I mean, of course, we all know that she's leaving, but all her realization, she seems meek and weak for some reason. She's not as aggressive and as
feisty
in your face as she used to be. She's very, like, a little bit passive or accepting of a lot of things now. Right. She's softer. And tonight when she was going through it drunk, talking about he's gonna have babies, blah, 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 I would have loved to see that scene more as her realization being a sad realization.
Like, you wanted her to cry.
Yeah, and be like, because Kelly, you said it. When it's over, and you have that moment. I remember a very, very pivotal relationship for myself. When it was over, you wake up, you're like, it's really over. Like,
yeah, but you just said two different things that contradicted yourself. Like, you want Yang to be strong and like,
right, because we're used to that.
We're used to that. But today, then you're saying like she didn't cry. So right, it's kind of contradictory. But with that said, I know what you mean. You wanted her to go there.
Go like, there, yeah.
You want to see that side of her. But then also in the relationship with Meredith, you want her to like, I still want them to be fighting.
There needs to be there's a balance that was, it was too.
It's not Yang.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the funny part is I disagree. I actually liked it because I feel like her character is getting older. She's growing into this set life that she has. And I think that realization just confirmed it because she already knows what she wants. Mm-hmm. She's made that abundantly clear repeatedly. And in her mind, she's so set on it that it was just kind of one of those things. It was like, huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't this show make you kind of feel a little, like, weird about your own life?
Like, just a little.
Just a, like, what decisions am I making? I'm in my mid-30s. I mean, where am I going to end up? Right? Alone in a trailer out in the back, you know?
It's in crazy. A trash chute, like the, right? Like the crazy patient.
You know?
Chasing, oh, God.
Crazy. I just did not see Owen making this switch at all. No. I did not see that coming a mile
surprised.
Away.
But,
But then it goes back and proves why they were such a good couple in my eyes from the beginning, because they were very similar. I think he was just kind of going through that point in his life where he was wondering, do I want kids? Do I want this? I think I do. And then right when the opportunity is there, I mean, Emma told him she wants 2 to 3 kids. She wants to have a house. She doesn't want to work. She wants to be at home until the kids go to school.
Sound like a gold digger to me.
she wants to be
like the perfect plan.
Right?
Of course it's the perfect plan. Who wants to work? You know, and why have the man slave and go do this and I stay home be fabulous.
Slave,
but
whatever.
No, it's just for 5 years.
It's a hard knock
you
life.
You raising smart
okay?
kids.
It's hard for a pimp in these streets.
Yeah.
You know what
well,
I'm saying?
Well, that showed that he got to see that, you know, that's not
what he actually wanted.
Yeah, the grass is not greener on the other side all the time.
Fernando Chavez says that he was also surprised about Chrome, but he's glad it's back. Hashtag, I got that wine.
I got that one. I like that one.
Well, since we're talking about relationships, we start off we get into the episode with Joe and Karev going through an Oscar-winning performance for in the middle of the concourse at the hospital about the non-fraternizing policy at Seattle Grace Mercy West, that hospital. I don't know the word.
Yeah, no one knows the hospital name anymore. But yeah, I mean, Owen, when he made the big speech, which was not grand or anything, it was just a whatever speech. I thought it was going to be more dramatic, but mm-hmm. that's fine. She was really distraught from the get-go. It was little
spit.
It was a little weird. Creepy.
It was like temper tantrum kind of sort of.
It was like 5 years old.
Yeah.
It was like, what's happening?
Well, she's already an annoying character.
She's like turning into Mousy.
Yeah. I mean, Leah's like probably more and more like. Leah's like, yeah, I could kick it with Leah now because Joe is a
annoying.
Hot volcanic mess.
She's a beautiful hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mess.
Yeah. But we come to find out that that's not, it was all a front. It was a psych.
No, it wasn't. I mean, it was, but it wasn't. Okay. Let's get into it.
Okay. Well, last week she was upset and cracked the Coke machine. I mean, she, you know, her little hands were so powerful. And then, you know, she goes through it with Karev in front of everyone to make it seem like they're breaking up so they can be secretly date, mm-hmm. I guess. Was that the reason
that
they did that?
That was the reason, so they would kind of leave them alone. And they
got
could
it. And focus on other people?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Focus on, but whatever.
But that, like, brought more of the focus to them because everyone was like, why, like, aren't you guys broken up? Don't you want to not stand next to him?
I know, she was dumb and like, I'll go with Karev. No, you're heartbroken, dummy. No, give it a day.
Give it a day. / good,
so
good
dumb.
Move.
So dumb. And also with Avery and April.
Mm-hmm. Get to it.
Okay, so they're married now, and Edwards is okay now, and it's just
she's not really.
Wait, what are we talking about?
We're talking about the other relationships at mm-hmm. Seattle Grace Mercy West, that hospital.
I know, but which relationship are we on?
J-April,
my favorite couple.
God.
Well, I think it was really cute that he had his ring on when you first see him in the episode.
Yours
and April's
is way
like, prettier. Take off that. Thank you. stop it, I got flustered. Take it away, Jason.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, to,
what was I trying to say?
Well, it's just
his ring on, and April made him take it off.
Yeah, I just thought that their chemistry was really, really cute. Because they're trying to keep it a secret, but you can tell the chemistry is there, and that's mm-hmm. what I've been saying for since they were broken up. Like, the chemistry is definitely there. But I mean, Avery honestly is wants to tell everyone.
Yeah,
that they're together.
Shout it on the rooftops.
Yeah,
he loves his redhead farm chick.
And she's like, okay, I'm down for
it. I'm down for my brother.
But then she was just trying to tell random people. He was like, no, wait.
Yeah, like, there has to be a right time.
Sure,
exactly.
Sure, yeah. This whole...
I actually do like them more as a couple together now that they're married, because I feel like April's not annoying the crap out of me anymore, because it's like, it's finally, it's done. She can just be who she wants to be with him instead of
wrap his legs around him.
Well, and she likes her secret marriage room. Bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought that was cute.
Yeah, it's not realistic.
No.
I don't know.
No,
mystery is always kind of fun. And, you know, she's got issues, obviously.
Clearly.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, over the last... you know, people on Twitter, they posed a question, do you think that Owen's storyline can continue without Christina? Because they've always been yin and yang.
Right.
do we? I mean, once she's gone...
That brings up a good point, and that sounds like a no. Yeah. But, like... his contract isn't up, so we live in a realistic world here.
But the thing is that they've tried to introduce new women into Owen's life for the last season,
believable.
And never worked. It's always like, and they're
gonna die off together.
Or yeah, that'd be awesome.
They're not dying off the show.
Or they have like a threesome with, you know, our news and gossip coming up later. We're gonna drop a bomb that you probably already know. Moving on though, do you guys agree with me when I say that Ross has PTSD?
Yes.
And when did the chief become the chief again and start bossing people around?
When he became the panty police.
Yeah, okay. Owen gave him the panty police title.
He was like going around telling people, like, yeah, he was the panty police. I loved it.
Because he had like speech after speech and like, you know, he had
words. This was his episode.
Yeah, he had those, you know, defining uh-huh. words for people. I'm like,
he was in surgery. Yeah, he was doing his job. Like, it was like amazing.
He must have got a pep talk before. They were like, you know, chief, you can get your ass back a year.
Yeah, because no one's believing it over here at AfterBuzz.
Too is Owen's never really been good at that. Like, his character's never been very good at interacting with the staff in the same way that that Weber has been. Mm-hmm. So I think that it was kind of fun to see them split it up that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That Owen's like the harsh paperwork doing all the rules, and Weber gets to go smooth everything over.
Yeah, and speaking of Weber, let's talk about Bailey. Apparently, she no longer has OCD or whatever she has.
And now she's all happily married. Like,
see?
How did that... There's one
she's
big fight where
sex.
He's... Okay, so because he doesn't want to give up surgery, everything's fine. And she's
Isn't that horrible? That's
jerk.
Horrible.
Yeah.
That's horrible, right?
It was bad. It was bad.
Like if you don't go into surgery, you'll never get another whiff of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's how it's coming off, though. Like, and that to me is disgusting, because like, you're supposed to love your partner through thick and thin, whatever the case may be.
But not even so much that. To the fact that she didn't even stop when he came back, there was no real conversation. She
right.
just wigged out, started acting nuts. Didn't even have a real conversation with him to find out. They had to get to that point where he's yelling at her,
right.
and I didn't really want to leave, but I made a hard choice.
Right.
That's the part that really bothered me, is that she just went and acted like a crazy person instead of just being a grown-up and a married one at that, just say, okay, why did you come back? Like, what's really going on here? This is how I feel. Like, having a real conversation.
I feel like he's just like an old man with those with the intern. What are they? They're not interns anymore. They're
residents. Yeah.
Gosh, every week I still want them to be interns. But I feel like he's like an old man next to them.
Right.
Like, he's like the odd man out.
He's
it was
like
so
George
awkward.
Repeating.
Well,
you know?
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But have you guys noticed that this is like an ongoing theme with the women with Meredith wanting? And I keep saying this, and people on Twitter don't agree with me, that Meredith is becoming more and more like her mother.
Yes.
But
in a more likable way.
Likable, non-likable.
But she's acknowledging it, and she gets it. And that's the thing. She knows when she's being unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
She's not apologizing for it, though. This is how I feel. But on the other hand, it's her separating her husband, Dr. Shepherd, versus the neurosurgeon.
Right, but
she's separating the two. She has two different feelings.
But she's always saying, you know, what's the phrase she uses all the time? How am I supposed to take it to the next level? Or it's like,
Take my career up a notch.
It seems like it's all about her, because, you know, Derek
she's
said,
passionate.
And
she's passionate about what she does.
And that's okay.
Interesting argument, because why is it always that the woman in a relationship has to take the step back? This is what I like about their relationship, mm-hmm. because they were taking turns. And that's the thing, is when you're in a relationship, so many that I've seen, one person usually always has to sacrifice for the other person to succeed. And that's what we're watching. So why can't she be mad about it? No. Why?
My thing is just, you're so rich. I think I said it last week, get a nanny.
Yeah,
like,
they
just
have,
get
they
a nanny.
I mean,
get an au pair, someone that spends the night in the house.
He pays that Boucher dude $3,500 a month. I mean, you can afford to hire Star Session and take care of your kids.
She wants to be a hands-on. She wants them to be hands-on parents at the same time.
You can be a hands.
So it's a tough struggle.
You can be hands-on with a nanny. With
even
a little,
though the kids are like always in the daycare.
Yeah, we haven't seen them in weeks.
They're in the penthouse. Result: she's getting a mani-pedi in the penthouse. And again, this week with the patients, we had fun this week.
Yes.
Fun?
Yeah.
I thought, well, one of them.
Homegirl went into a trash chute. She was crazy. She was
dumpster diver. Compactor. Dumpster diver was great.
Compactor with shrimp in her leg.
Right. She was cool because her purse went into the
but why was she in there for 2 days? Like, was she not yelling? Was she not trying to survive? You know, like, what's the deal? Why were you in there for 2 days?
She was waiting and hoping he was going to be the one to rescue her.
I would have, like, gone up the, like, thing, like, you know, 007 style. I would have made my way.
Pick up your leg.
Oh, my God. And the other...
Get out of there.
And the other one who had that weird disease that I cannot pronounce...
Well, first she had bone cancer. She came in for bone cancer, but she already had brain cancer. Then she had this breathing problem that... It was just like it was a mess. But they were the family that survived cancer.
Yeah, she had voulez-vous coucher avec moi disease.
Stop it. It was
like
La Femina Mini. That's what I wrote
Go
down.
Go with it. Yeah, here's the thing. They talked about what she had, but they didn't go in depth until she died. You know what I mean? Like, because...
The patient stories always link back to our main characters. And this patient story was just like a catalyst. This patient story was being used so they can move on and become like better surgeons. But I mean, my thing is, she was, I don't know. Go for it.
I don't know. I didn't have anything for her. You know, I was just like, yep, you're going to die. I mean, you should know better.
Their sisterly relationship was really cute. The parents were really supportive, and they had a positive outlook on this whole thing.
They beat cancer.
So, yeah. And, I mean, she definitely died a happy girl in the end, but it was just kind of at the expense of the residents taking forever to figure out what they can do to help this girl because they are so wrapped up in their own relationships.
And let's talk about the residents. We had a confession of sorts because Joe kept thinking that Edwards was the one who anonymously ratted on somebody. And
exactly.
Edwards kept saying, well, it's anonymous, so why would you think, how would you know it's me? Like, why are you accusing me?
But then again, there's like five of them. How could they even say one of your, they thought that was stupid with Weber saying that one of your own did it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just begging them to point fingers at each other and start that.
And start that
See,
whole
Weber.
Fight. But then Weber, I mean, but why didn't she just say, like, it literally, like, wasn't me, so you can stop? You know what I mean? She didn't even back down. She was just kind of like, it's anonymous, kind of leading to the fact that maybe it was her. So she wasn't taking the pressure off herself. And then she starts crying.
Yeah.
It's like,
Weber,
really get over it.
Weber starts drama.
I
Weber,
like
you are shady.
But he also had some great speeches. He was like, you know, stop worrying about your penises and vaginas. I was like, oh.
Get to work.
But it's always that voice. You know, like that. There's no, like, intonation.
But actually, Ross is the one that had the most inspirational speech.
How
got them to start working.
About
and get
how
their
it's
head
a privilege
to
be here. It is a privilege, and we're getting our edumacation on and stuff.
And rough and stuff.
Right, but that PTSD will bring out the best news of life. Oh, my God.
So funny.
No, if you have PTSD at home, I'm sorry. I'm not making fun of that. It's a very serious, serious thing.
Very, very
when
serious.
When Glitter came out on DVD and I lost it, I had PTSD, too. Let's take a pause for the cause and tell your friends about iTunes and rate us and give us comments and give us 5 stars because, you know, we love you. That's what we do here at AfterBuzz. We love to hear from our fans. And trust me, we do because all week long, you guys go in on Twitter and we adore it. We like connecting with you. So please rate us, comment, tell a friend. AfterBuzz TV, that's how we get down.
Yes.
Okay, so the girl dies. The residents, the 80s cover song was playing. Which one was playing at that time?
It was Man in the Mirror, I think.
Yeah. Loved it.
It was dope. It was just like, again, another inspirational song that was turned into like...
It was dramatic.
End of the world. And they, but I didn't, when, okay, when Karev and Weber came out. It was Craven Weber, of course. Say that she died. It was like it wasn't organic enough.
Well, they got her heartbeat back, and they kind of left us on a cliffhanger. Like, right. Oh, she's gonna be fine. And then the dramatic slow walk out of the elevator comes. She didn't make it.
I know.
It was really sad, but it was great it was great that the residents like worked together and finally got their stuff together and
her aorta. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but hopefully they can use their research and stuff on the sister if she ever does get cancer.
Yeah.
And we also see that Calzona gets, first of all, she gave her a sapphire. Sapphires are very pretty, but she gave her a ring. I'm over Arizona.
They're already married. It was a gift.
Okay, whatever.
It wasn't an engagement ring.
But, you know, and how do you say Callie's middle name? Iphigenia? Iphigenia?
Yeah, I was like, I forgot. But
I was like, girl, who gave you those screwed up names? But, yeah.
Her parents.
I know, obviously. But, like, why couldn't she be named Jessica?
Yeah.
Or, like, Callie Megan? Or, I don't know. Like,
what better name goes with Calliope? Come on.
Why would you name your kid Calliope? What is this, Nickelodeon? 1995?
Calliope.
What are we, kids? Calliope! 2 p.m. on Nick Jr. You know?
Oh my gosh. That was a good one.
But like, of course, they weren't very heavy. They weren't very heavy this episode, which thank God for that. But for some reason, Arizona rubs me wrong every time now. I feel like she's.
I told you,
she's
they're
selfish.
Annoying.
Yeah.
They are annoying. When she got the ring, she wasn't even grateful, okay? She had that like stank face on her face
that she always has.
Oh, you're one step too far. Like just because they moved into this house and she had this great speech about it last week doesn't mean that that's really what she wants. I think she just, I don't know what she wants.
Well, I think it's a band-aid. It's a band-aid for the fact of what she said the last time.
Yeah.
That their relationship is just kind of like, it's a place
done.
That might not be repairable, especially from what we see from the previews for next week. I mean, all these skeletons are going to keep coming back at them
because she's a hooker.
Hooker hashtag hussy. Hey, Talia at T99 says hashtag shady Weber. Shade. I think, you know what I would like to see for Calzona? I know all you Calzona people on Twitter and the AfterBuzz universe are all, you know, Calzona strong, but I think they need to be done.
I said that last week.
Callie needs to have her own storyline with focusing on her and her development away from Arizona. Because Callie, before Arizona, was amazing. You know, with her family. And even after George died, and she was still kind of buoyant before.
She's a great. They're both great separately. I like when she's a hussy on the show.
Right.
And I like when, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I like them apart. But together, it was cute at first. But now it's like, it's gotten too old.
The only time that.
Death do us part, people.
I know
they have
married.
To work on their
of
marriage.
Of course, the only time that Calzona was ever pointed for me was in "Beat Your Heart Out" season 5 when in the bathroom when they first kissed.
Oh yeah,
and that Dido song played. That was everything.
Mm-hmm.
After that, and then she lost her leg. It was just so many things have happened to where it's like, just be done with it. You know, fine, Crowan, I love you. We're hanging strong with Crowan. J-Pro, you know how I feel about that, but. You know, like, it's just, I feel like poor Callie, you know, is she a sadist or what's a masochist? What's the word that people that like pain over and over again? Dominatrix?
Perfect. All of those will work.
All of those,
Callie,
is that what we've come to? Surgery's driven you to that? Because, like, it seems
I think the psycho college professor patient said it best, you know, love makes you crazy. It makes you do stupid things.
Well,
that guy is not in love with her.
Rational, but when you're in love with someone else, or at least you think you are,
sure.
You don't look at situations in a rational way.
You don't.
You don't see what everybody else sees.
Well, you park outside of their house at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You live in their trash.
Yep.
You dumpster. You live in their. That's horrible.
You change your phone number 5 times and prank call them. Mm-hmm. You try to get their Facebook login. You do all kinds of crazy things. Yeah, well, Calzona. But I just feel like Arizona is just always the one that's just stabbing the knife in deeper, and Calzona seems to walk away. It needs to end. I'm sorry, Callie needs to walk away. It seems to end. Yeah. And
well, it's not. We'll have to see more of it next week.
So, you know. Star was like,
what? Tell me more.
Emma.
Emma.
Okay, first of all, every time I see Emma, I think of Queen of the Damned, where she was like a vampire in that Aaliyah movie back in 2001.
But, I just think she's not a great.
No, she's
fit for the show
at all. Like it doesn't feel right at all.
It was fun when she was all sexy at the gala when they first met. That was fun.
Right.
But now where it's like,
she could have been a great jump off. You know, hit it, split it.
Well, now she's done.
Yeah.
I don't think she's coming back. No, she's not coming back. That was her write-off, right?
That was her up, yes. Mm. And we move into the boardroom with the board members, where Alex has the best one-liner out of the whole thing. Yes. This hospital is built on everyone filling each other up in the on-call room.
I mean, everyone sitting at that table in the boardroom has been in that on-call room more than a million times.
His speech was my favorite of the night.
Hello.
Alex always preaches the knowledge.
Punish me or whatever you want.
Yeah, he's like, I can't care less. Joe, bah.
As I said, like, with Karev, like, he was really nice to the girl. He was like, I don't want to know. You know, I don't want to know if I have cancer or not. Like, he's really nice when it comes to the kids. But when it comes to, like, adults, he can't handle it. He just, like, burst out like a crazy person. I'm like, Karev, come on.
He's toning it all down for the children.
Right? But he's so good with the kids.
He's great with the kids.
With adults, he can't handle it.
Yeah. Hey, Fernando Chavez on Twitter says, yes, preach. So over Arizona. Hashtag stinkface. Calzona needs to separate.
Separate.
Yes, Jacqueline, we know Crowan is older than Calzona. We get it. We know. And at JDT Forever, it's masochist. Thank you, Fernando. I had no idea what her
there you go. Found it.
I
just can't even believe that he's like left the, after his big speech, he didn't say like, Joe, let's get out of here.
He was like, bye, Felicia.
He didn't even say anything. He didn't even say bye, Felicia.
Well, he's still selfish in his, you know, he's just whatever. He doesn't have time.
I think, you know, Karev needs to date like a really hood kind of woman.
Much more hood do you get of some kid living on the streets by themselves?
But that's not hood. There's different degrees of hood.
Streets, you know? I don't think he needs like a thugged out ghetto person.
No, I think he needs like a Bailey-esque beautiful black woman. Someone strong and like can like whip him into shape. Because Joe, like,
is that the one? She's too kitty. She's too young. He's a man. She's a girl. They could do their thing physically, but emotionally they're not connecting. I don't even like them as a couple. They don't make no sense to me.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Bring back crazy Rebecca. She was on point.
Oh my God, loves Rebecca. Hello.
Ava, Rebecca, whoever you were, come back. Forget
Wasn't
Twilight.
She like, what was her name? Jane Doe.
Jane Doe.
Yeah. Yes.
And then she
Jane
was
Doe.
Shannon Marie and all these names. She was like a plethora of names, but they were great.
Yeah.
Hell. Katherine Heigl, get her back on the show. Izzy and Alex were dope. That was one of the best couples on Grey's.
Well, because she was a little bit whiny like Joe, but she could still stand her own.
Yeah, she's more womanly. Yeah. You know what I mean? And they were equals. They weren't like, he wasn't a superior to her. They were,
that's true.
You know what I mean? They grew up together through the ranks.
That's what makes her a little bit like kind of annoying, is because she's not at his level, and we all know that. You know what I mean? So when he left her in the room, that's when J-April decided to make their announcement that they were actually married, and everyone was like all in awe and really excited, but also surprised that she got married on the day she got married. We're supposed to get married, you know?
It was still her wedding day.
Still her wedding day. That's
fine.
Will
still be her anniversary.
But so they got to exit, or April got to exit, and now they were left with Joe. So they left us on this cliffhanger on what could have possibly
happened in the room, because Joe's like looking around all crazy and stuff, and like,
I have a prediction on what happened.
Go ahead.
I think that she's gonna like just be like, we're engaged.
She's gonna spill the beans.
That's what people were tweeting about too, and wondering if they were just gonna go get married on the spot just to avoid.
Well, he's not
the
in
hassle.
The room. I think she can lie and say they're engaged, and then run after him and say like.
But aren't they
We gotta pretend we're engaged.
Didn't he tell people they were engaged?
Yes,
aren't
but
kind of sort. Even though she got mad, like the one
and
the
said
one
she wasn't ready,
right?
But that was one conversation. Yeah, that really kind of voided out.
And then she hit the wall and broke the Dr. Pepper machine.
But then they didn't really go over that. There was just like, there's like a little cliffhanger from last week to this week. Like, are they still together? But I guess they are.
And see, the threat, and therein lies my issue with the past couple seasons with Grey's in regards to writing and consistency. Mm-hmm. I understand you have like a village, a gang of characters to write for. Mm-hmm. However, there was a gang, a lot of characters previously, like with Teddy, and they still manage to interweave and finish and tie things up in a little bow with every character. Mm-hmm. I feel like it jumps around too much, like Bailey and Ben, and because they want to touch on everything to make sure everything's all good in the ecosystem.
Yeah.
But Joe and Karev is like dead weight. It's like, we don't need them right now. You know, like, it's okay. Calzona, dead weight. Let's focus on, I don't know, I think Owen's situation is way more interesting than anything on the show right now.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we know Yang is leaving, and I would like to have a Yang heavy episode.
Oh, it's coming.
That's not. Do you remember when they have like episodes that were centered around
one character?
I mean, the whole Izzy. I know, Izzy Denny. Don't hit me. But the Izzy Denny.
It's one of my favorites.
Mine too.
Yeah, it really is.
I was floored. I was like, shut up. You know, but there were so many good episodes where Katherine Heigl was the center and the acting was great and you got into it and you got to let it marinate. And
exactly.
You know, and then there's arcs. There's no arcs anymore. It's just like boom, 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 boom. Discuss.
Very choppy.
Very choppy.
Very choppy.
But this episode, it felt like it covered a little bit of everyone in a way that like kind of like made me like, ooh, I want more. Because I feel like they did a good job this episode. But they just kind of left us on a cliffhanger with Jolix, hashtag Jolix, is the new one.
Jolix?
Underscore T99.
Hold on one second. That I
like it.
I have to approve
Joe
that one.
And Alex, Jolix.
Oh, what about, no, that's Hollow.
I like that one.
Okay, that's a keeper, because you can't say Alexo, you know?
Oh,
like,
no, it's like, no, that didn't work.
Yeah.
So, Jolix is good.
Jolix, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know, what's your prediction that what she said?
Jacqueline says, haha, Rebecca, talk about Throwback Thursday. Boom. I don't know. I don't, but
you were over that.
Yeah, Joe and Kriff.
Yeah, I don't think I really care.
No one cares? Yeah, I don't care. I would rather have an episode that is all Yang. Because Meredith and McDreamy, it's like, we've had 10 seasons of Meredith.
No, when they get all, like, lovey-dovey, it's like, oh,
I can't even imagine them having sex. Like, Meredith's not sexy that way.
Whatever, I love them.
No, I mean, I like Meredith, but I'm saying, like, they're so, like, all American and, like, happy now. And, you know, when they were...
And they talk problems out.
Yeah,
like,
they have a great relationship. That doesn't exist in real life.
I love that they actually talk things out. Yeah, that's kind of,
I mean,
awesome.
They have a black baby. I mean, it just gets better and better,
yeah,
you know?
Life is good for them.
Grades is supposed to be sad and depressing. You know, we're supposed to emote. But I think Yang needs to... I feel like she's, like, fledgling this season. And, like, okay, so her and Meredith had their drama. They went through it. But now she's just there and not... There's no meat with Yang right now. And she's been one of the meatiest characters on the show. So I would love to see... just forget the interns or whoever they are. Forget all the other ancillary characters and just give me one Yang episode that we get to know a little bit more about her family. I know
she called her mom and I'm like, that was a little weird. Like,
you know, like,
where is her mom? Was her mom at the wedding?
She's an only child and, you know, her mom remarried, but what else? Does she have other family members? Like, what? We know that her dad, her father died, you know, with her hand.
It's her mom and her stepdad.
Yeah, you know, more about her. Like, finally, after 10 seasons, let's just open up the Pandora's box and really figure out why Yang is the way she is and maybe see a totally different side about her that we've never got to see.
Why she's so cold-hearted. That would be nice. That would be nice. And I think it's coming.
A little bit of it, though, when she was in the hospital early on in the series with her mom being there and the relationship between her and her mom and then the wedding with Burke and, like, all of that. We saw a little bit of that. So if another family member comes in from out of the blue that's related to her, that would be interesting.
That would be great because you would get a new dynamic, you know. Does Yang wear, you know, Clinique Happy perfume? Does she like to run
Stop
in the morning?
It. We Stop. Don't need to know these things.
I want to know. I want to know the ins and outs of
we
Christina
know
Yang.
We she does not care about curtains. Right. She really thinks she's going to wear Clinique Happy
perfume. Exactly.
It smells good. All right. Well,
we covered it all.
I think we covered everything. But again, as far as the music goes, Alexander Petsavas, who is one of the best music supervisors for any show.
Petsavas.
I think it's Greek.
Love it.
Good job, because tonight's music was great. And that's what I'm talking about. It all fits together.
This is a good episode.
It was a great. On a scale of 1 to 10, it was definitely a 9.
And we did, and we've got another tweet that's that they like the episode because there's more of the originals throughout. It wasn't focused on the youngins. It was like a lot of the original characters coming together.
Yeah.
Which I liked too.
Yeah, I mean, the residents just were the backbone of why this new contract is out. You know, that they were just in the background.
Which this whole non hooking up with people at work thing is just, I think, like I said last week, I think it's like
it's just a filler episode.
They found something better to be pissed about at work. You know, maybe, I don't know, like someone's giving everybody HPV or something. I don't
know.
Like,
everybody gave people each other chlamydia last time, right?
Yeah.
Syphilis or something, right?
But I mean,
so gross.
Yeah. Well, that's like a normal thing to get chlamydia, though. Just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, Darren had chlamydia. You haven't lived.
Yeah, I don't think this whole, what is it, fraternizing ordeal is going to last long.
And what kind of word is that?
Stop it. We're not going through the dictionary right now.
I can't even say it. Fraternizing. So I was like, you know, I was fraternized. You know, I don't know.
What? No.
I don't know. I can't even say it. I'm like, hooked on phonics and not work for me.
All right. I want want to get more of an explanation. I want to see where Bailey apologized to Ben. Like, yes. I get it. She, you know, I got a tweet that, yes, she wants somebody on her own level. She wants somebody as strong as her. And I get that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there should be a nicer way to convey that to your husband than to, like, right. wild out and get nuts.
It's because she's short.
It's because she's short.
Steffa at Soy Leotra says, JC at JDC for a restaurant session, come on. Jolix is annoying, especially Joe. She's all whiny. She's a new Izzy. Just not selfish.
Just not selfish.
When was Izzy ever selfish?
When she got cancer and left.
Oh, and she cut Danny Zell wide. Okay, go.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. I mean, mm-hmm. two strikes, you're out. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, well, guys, that's all for tonight's episode.
That's right. Yeah. Let's move on.
AfterBuzz TV News.
We need those lights. Oh.
That's for a prediction. So, okay, I mean, I'm going to keep it really one trill.
Thank you.
Dude, people on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, as well as text message, told me Burke is coming back to Seattle Grace Mercy West, that hospital.
There's a nice article on Variety.com if you guys want to check it out.
Now, Kelly O, you are a publicist, and you're all sorts of knowledgeable about the industry. Is that good for the show, do you think?
Well, that's the big question, and a lot of people were tweeting about it, and that was a conversation that I saw on Facebook that was kind of trending, is does that mean that after all this time that they're forgiving him for his behavior back in the day, that they're condoning his behavior? Are we just sweeping it under the rug?
Right.
Are we going to forget all the dirty talk behind the scenes? It doesn't even matter. Does anybody care? Like,
right.
I would like everybody to go to YouTube and iTunes and let me know what you think about that, because sure. I think it's interesting. I mean, personally, it's been a long time. He apologized. He did, you know, all of that. Doesn't make it right. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that, you know, but it's not like they easily forgave him.
Right.
Well,
it's
been
a long time. I mean, I think an apology is a great thing to do.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, even because he maybe felt that he was wrong. I feel like at that point in time, it was like he had to say sorry. But yeah. I feel like at this, like he missed out on a great show that he's not on anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think it's a great decision that he's coming back. I just, because it's going to stir up so much controversy. Mm-hmm. But should you just forgive someone for saying all these slurs and being so rude on
right.
set? Like,
time heals all things. And he 7 years ago was a totally different person. But we don't know the capacity of how he'll be back on the show. And they're saying it's a single episode, but I mean, it could
be
more.
It's gonna be a single episode.
And it's to help say goodbye, Christine. Say, I would love, if he's gonna come back on the show, I would want him to be back and have a significant part in her departure.
Well, I think that, I mean, from the article, that's what, you know, a statement was released from Shonda that it's gonna bring Christina's character full circle. So I feel like it's definitely going to be a defining point for her departure. But with that said, she left so much on the table that I feel like I know what's going to happen, right?
But you know what?
It seems pretty predictable.
I'll be honest, I would love for Yang to come back for her and they'd be happy together. And and I think that would be great.
Exactly. The prediction, that's exactly what we thought. And so maybe she knows we're going to think that. So maybe there'll be a twist because she's smart like that.
Or maybe God, I cannot wait. After Buzzers, are you on pins and needles? I'm on pins and needles.
I can't believe it.
And you know, Isaiah Washington, dog, homie, it's 2014. The hairstyle?
Yeah, like updated.
Work it out. Get like a fade. I don't know, maybe like a 1 and 2. But okay, cool. Let's move on to predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh,
you're fired.
No,
no lights.
We only got lights for once this show.
It's okay.
We don't get more than that.
Oh, boom.
Oh, now we get no lights.
They don't pay the bills here at AfterBuzz. We're going to be broadcasting in the dark. Star Session, what are your predictions?
Oh, I don't want to go. Okay, I'll go first. I think that Bailey is going to get a little jealous that her husband is hanging out with the kiddos, you know, playing with them and hanging out. And I feel like there's going to be maybe some fights going on there. And then, I don't know, Joe, I feel like she's going to announce that she's engaged. And it's just going to be a whole thing so she can get out of the room and not get in trouble. But I think next week's episode is going to be pretty good with the baby, the secret ex-girlfriend with Calzona and Leah. I think that's going to be kind of juicy.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, those are very valid predictions, Star.
Okay, fine.
Kelly O.
Interesting. I think that Owen's going to try to pursue Christina again. She's going to be over it because now he's single, so he's not bright and shiny anymore. Because now he's too available and it's going to be kind of And that's going to kind of cause a little bit of an upset since he just broke up with Emma. Maybe he's going to have a little bit of controversy there. But, you know, the baby's going to be interesting and seeing how, you know, if Christina's going to be her normal self, as we saw from the preview, and pass it on to somebody else and not take any interest in this kid. Or if she's having second thoughts because of the whole talking about valances and going and meeting Owen and his whole, like, real life thing.
Sure.
And then the whole ex-girlfriend thing, like, I mean, I'm kind of over that storyline. Like, we get it. Everybody has to deal with their exes and to see... I hope it's not as played out as it was in the trailer or the preview for next week.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like over that. It's like, deal with it already. It's done.
Yeah, let it go. I think Meredith and Derek are going to have some hiccups because of Derek's new offer to be the head of the FDA. Or the CDC, whatever he's going to be the head of. He's going to run the thing. Hashtag the thing. We don't know what the thing is, but it's a big thing.
The White House thing.
Yeah. Maybe it might be Olivia Pope. They may together.
We've been begging for that.
Yeah, crossover event. Scandal and
I can see it. Same night. Hello. It's easy.
Feds, I'm going to Seattle. But I do think that there'll be a little riff with that. You know, that they're going to come to blows. Not blows. Oh, my God. Violence. But, you know, discordance in regards to Meredith wanting to have her career and him taking that big, lofty position. So that's all I can say. You guys hit the nail on the head with everything else. After Buzzers, thank you so much for tuning in. Kelly O, so glad to have you back.
Me too.
It's been 3 months, girl.
It has been.
Way too long.
Julie, pardon, we miss you.
We
hope you're doing well.
We do miss you, Julie.
And until next time, I'm Jason J. Carter. You can find me on Twitter at JDC Forever, also on Facebook at the Jason Carter fan page, and at the SayWhatWebShow.com. Until next time, bye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Star.
Wow.
Such an awkward night tonight. Sorry about that. I'm Star Session. You can find me on Twitter at StarrSession. And then my lovely web show at SayWhatWebShow, all one word. Find me now.
And you can find me at Kelly with an IE 079. Bye.
Bye, guys. See you later.
We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
That's the point.
Again?
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.